Feathers of Gold, Dragons and Skylines, Book 1. Written by Rowan Silver. Narrated by James Scott Spade. Chapter 1. It was a rainy day in Los Angeles when a dragon stumbled down a sidewalk. It attempted to place a paw, no, a foot down, while trying to walk, only to accidentally trip over it, falling flat on its underbelly. A tail whipped out of the haphazardly placed outfit it had found for the occasion, now soaked with water and covered with oil and grime. A moment later, and the tail was gone. It lay there for a moment, the water cold and wet on its bare skin, its face lowered in the puddle. A crack of thunder came from above. Since it didn't rain often, the dragon wondered if the rain had been meant to welcome it to the human city, or if it was more of a warning, a demand that the dragon return to its true form and leave the human settlement forever. The dragon wanted the latter right now, as it tried to use a tail it didn't have to get back up to its feet. The maneuver didn't work, however, and the dragon clutched at a strange stone around its neck, attempting to wrap its fingers around it. It took a few attempts before it managed to grab the stone, not used to the odd proportions of the clawless hand. A car drove past, not paying a second glance to the human body in the puddle. Water splashed over in an arc, tumbling down and drenching the dragon's clothes even further. It thought about taking them off, but even more, it thought about taking the shift stone around its neck off, returning to its true form, and giving up on this misplaced quest. A voice, muffled by the rain, shouted from across the empty road. The dragon raised its head, feathers ruffling beneath its clothes before being sucked back into the skin.
"Are you all right?"
A human asked, coming up to the side of the dragon. But something he saw didn't sit right with him, and he took a step back before rushing off in the rain, covering his sopping hair with an umbrella. The dragon cocked its head, twisting it in an unnatural way for humans. It placed a finger to where it thought its snout would be before pushing the finger back, sharp fangs growing out from its lips. A rumble of irritation came up from its throat, a few feathers fluttering in the wind as they pierced its skin, a cloud of smoke that looked like it might have just been mist rising up into the rain. It concentrated, and the fangs shrunk and dulled, turning back into normal human teeth. It placed out two hands, dipping them into the puddle as it fiddled with its elbows, trying to get them upright. It succeeded after a couple tries and was back on all fours. It then attempted to walk along the sidewalk before it pulled its legs beneath it and rose back on two legs, each step forward a struggle. It tried to stretch its wings out for balance, a small rip sounding from the overcoat on its back as the shift stone flickered, but nothing else beyond that. A reflection of the dragon glinted up at it. A humanish face stared back, and it moved as the dragon rotated its head. The skin seemed to be almost melting away, odd features the dragon couldn't distinguish between, changing over the course of a few seconds. A nose moved in and out, and as the dragon stared at it, a few golden feathers appeared at the side of its cheekbone, protruding from its skin as the shift stone lapsed. It turned its head, and the feathers changed in the lamplight above it, the colors of the rainbow shining through. It squinted before placing a finger on its cheek, pushing a feather back into the flabby skin. It was a few more difficult paces down the sidewalk before the dragon reached its destination. Two storefronts with faded signs above their entrances clutched each other close, a small gap between them poking out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?